Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's get real for a second. Life can throw some serious curveballs at us, right? Heartbreaks, disappointments, losses, they all leave their mark. But here's the thing, holding onto that pain doesn't serve us. It just drags us down and keeps us stuck. Today, we're diving into 5 powerful ways to practice letting go and moving on from pain. Trust me, this stuff is essential for living a happier, more fulfilling life. You ready? Let's do this. First up, acceptance. I know, it sounds kinda cliche, but seriously, it's the foundation of everything. Accepting that things happened, accepting that you feel hurt or angry, that's the first step towards healing. It doesn't mean condoning what happened, it just means acknowledging reality. Ever heard the saying, fight the feeling, you become the feeling? When we resist pain, we let it fester and grow. Acceptance is like taking a deep breath, looking at the situation head on, and saying, okay, this sucks, but I'm here now. What do I do next? Quote, quote, dot. Next, shift your focus. We all have that inner voice, right? The one that replays past hurts, analyzes every detail, and keeps us stuck in a loop of negativity. Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this serving me? Is this helping me move forward? Then consciously redirect your energy towards something positive, a hobby you love, spending time with loved ones, or simply appreciating the little things in life. Think of it like training your brain to focus on the good stuff, instead of dwelling on the bad. Now, let's talk about forgiveness. And before you roll your eyes, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't just about the other person. It's about freeing yourself from anger and resentment. Holding onto that baggage only hurts you in the long run. It takes courage to forgive, but the rewards are immense. You feel lighter, more peaceful, and ultimately, more empowered. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It simply means choosing to release the pain and move on. Embrace the power of gratitude. This one might seem simple, but it's seriously powerful. When we focus on what we have, instead of what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life. Your health, your loved ones, a beautiful sunset, a delicious meal. Gratitude is like a magnet. The more you practice it, the more positive experiences you attract. Finally, remember that healing takes time. There's no magic button for getting over pain. Be patient with yourself, allow yourself to grieve, and celebrate every small step forward. You are stronger than you think, and you will get through this. You know that feeling when you've been carrying around a heavy weight, something that just drags you down? Maybe it's the sting of a past relationship, a professional setback, or even just a lingering sense of disappointment. It's like you're constantly walking uphill, exhausted and burdened. But what if I told you there was a way to lighten that load, to feel freer and more empowered? Imagine this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when someone bumps into you, spilling their coffee all over you. Your immediate reaction might be anger, frustration, maybe even a little despair. But instead of letting those emotions take over, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and say to yourself, okay, this sucks, but it's just coffee. I can handle this. Then, you calmly ask the person if they're okay and offer to help clean up the mess. See how that shift in perspective changes everything? You're choosing not to let the situation define your mood. You're letting go of the anger and focusing on finding a solution. So what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? First, remember that acceptance is key. It doesn't mean condoning the situation. It simply means acknowledging reality and allowing yourself to feel what you're feeling. Second, actively shift your focus away from negativity and towards the positive things in your life. Third, forgiveness isn't just about the other person. It's about freeing yourself from anger and resentment. Fourth, Practice gratitude every day, even for the small things. And finally, remember that healing takes time. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every step forward, and know that you are stronger than you think. All right, my friends, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to practice letting go and moving on? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a DM. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Detachment so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom to help you navigate life's ups and downs. Until next time, stay detached and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.